Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Space and Time with Paul Nisi.
Alton Fazer, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Welcome to Firestarters. Apparently, you're a firestarter.
I'm trying to start one of the biggest fires in South Africa at the moment.
Let's start a bushfire, man.
Yeah.
Let's start a bushfire.
I'm a bushman. What can I do?
I love it. Fazernet online store builder. It's quick, it's easy. Tell us about this sort of technology. It's app-based, isn't it?
It's app-based at the moment. It's going to be on web and desktop in the next month. It's basically a application builder for every single business out there. It doesn't matter how big or small you are.
Right.
It's quick and it's easy. Anybody that sells anything, does bookings or take bookings, I mean, it's almost impossible to think that there's an application that can cater for every single business.
Yeah.
But this is exactly what Fazernet is.
I mean, businesses are far and wide, and they operate in different ways. Now, when you come, Alton, and you say, this app works for any kind of business, I'm almost like, nah, man, Alton, be more specific.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more specific.
Yeah.
So the Fazernet application, if you download it now, you're going to see people that sell clothes, you're going to get people that sell food, quarters, you're going to get guys that take bookings. I got panel beaters setting up, taking bookings for their stuff.
Okay. My gosh. You
can own a hairdresser and you can set up your store there where you can do bookings, you can sell products.
Right.
Okay. If you're a service business, for example, there's a lot of people that actually is register companies. I mean, like if you go onto Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you're going to get a lot of these guys actually doing this kind of business.
Yes.
They can all run their businesses directly from Fazernet.
I see.
Okay. You can set up products like however you want to. It's there's a lot of research that went into it, and that's what I'm telling you. And I'm standing here and saying that it caters for nearly every single business or every single scenario that you can think of.
Yeah.
It does.
Isaac looks a bit perturbed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his mouth wide open to say, huh? How?
Yeah, it's because everyone these days has got on the entrepreneurial space.
Yeah.
I tell people I'm entrepreneur because I sell things on black market.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Noir. They have to stay black.
He's a comedian, Alton. Don't mind him.
So tell me, if one wants to register with you, is there any commission that works? What's the cut? I mean, you can't be running a daycare in terms of business.
No, you can't. But the application is, I got a business which is called AltaVision.
Okay.
And then the application is just owned by AltaVision. Okay. AltaVision is a software company. So the application is an empowering tool.
Oh.
Okay. That is why.
That's the hub.
The hub. So it's free.
Oh.
Okay. If you set up your business as cash, it's 100% free. Okay. When it comes to electronic payments, so in the beginning when you set your business up, you can decide whether, you can change it anytime.
Yeah.
But you can set it up as cash or you can set it up as like electronic, meaning you're going to take credit cards, et cetera, et cetera. Those, the bank charge money.
Okay.
So we need to pay the bank. But if you look at the majority of people today, WhatsApp, okay? WhatsApp me and I send you my EFT, my bank details, and you're going to pay. If you intend using the application that way, guess what? You're not ever going to pay a charge. There's no restrictions. There's no, my son was like, Daddy, is there like any premium content in your application? Because that's how it works. Okay?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Wow. Everything you see, everything you get, 100% free. No restrictions on how many products you can load, etc., etc.
All right.
So it's a cyber flea market.
Yep.
Cyber flea market. I think I like that.
The app is empowering. Okay.
Yeah.
Personally, when I started with this, the idea comes a long way. But when you look at it, like we're moving into 4IR. And you're going to hear people talking a lot about it, okay? Personally, I don't think the government's doing enough to actually educate people.
Mm.
We're still stuck in a way of doing business as we did a long time ago.
Orthodox.
Yeah. And that needs to change. So the app is there to actually help people in moving forward, okay? And it's free. Mm. There's no restrictions whatsoever, okay? So you can download it, you can download it, you can set up your store.
Right.
And the idea is that we're going to create a new market that is primarily local. Okay,
right.
It's where we can support local businesses, local products.
Right.
If you go onto the application, you're going to see products by people, okay? Yeah. There's one guy that like set up the bell, okay? That is absolutely amazing. His products are so nice, but people don't know about it. Because guess what? When you go on and you look at the TV and you look at all the marketing, it's going to be like all the big brands from overseas and stuff that people are pushing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So how are people going to know these brands exist if we don't actually start pushing them and highlighting it and say, listen, we're actually doing wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Right.
And that's what I'm intending to do.
Now, how are you going to cash in out of this? Because you must live, Elton.
Yeah, I do live. I
He's living.
I mean, effort versus, all the effort that's put in, you know.
Yes.
How do you then generate, a little bit of money to keep
going? Look, at the end of the day, I mean, like, you're going to get businesses that set up that do not want to handle cash, and they're going to come up and have a pay via credit cards and stuff like that.
You facilitate
Yeah, I facilitate that. So,
right.
And we're building a brand new payment platform that is not going to use credit cards, because credit cards are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And all that money actually goes overseas to, you know, the two big companies.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are busy building a new payment platform where we can facilitate even taking cash away, where people actually just transact through their application.
I see.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's a long-term project, you know.
Yeah, this is definitely a long-term.
Yeah, it's a long-term project. Like I tell people, it's a marriage, it's not a one-night stand.
And you're in it for the long haul, aren't you?
I am.
You certainly
It's got
like
my
it.
Name on it, so, you know,
it has to
legacy.
Yeah, and it has to work.
So, I mean, when you talk about empowering can be limited. In most of the selling apps where we see, they don't allow you to buy liquor, cigarettes and that. When you said no restrictions, do you mean people can sell cigars, collectible liquors and wine on your app?
They can. Look, there is going to be some restrictions, okay?
Aye.
Because obviously I can't allow illegal substances to
For
be
sure.
sold on my platform.
For sure.
Okay? So anything illegal, you can forget about it.
The reason why I'm asking is because, you know, we as Africans, our source of capital and income was always your grand starting a shebang. But later on it was regulated. You were told that you can't sell beers unless you have a billboard of a certain company.
Yeah.
So that's what I was asking, you know, that someone can be broken, our times are hard, can sell their whole wine collection. But other social medias would say, you don't sell alcohol. Yeah, that's what I wanted to check.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you got bottles, okay, which is now pick and pay.
Yes.
But were they selling alcohol?
Yeah.
And that was acceptable, right?
There you go.
So why am I going to stop people from selling alcohol on the platform?
Sure.
That's the empowerment part I wanted.
Elton, this is going far. He's a fighter, isn't he? Yeah.
He ain't playing.
But that's the thing. I'm strong in what I believe in, and I will stand up and I'll fight for it. And like I said, there's certain things where our government is not doing too much, okay?
Mm.
The big corporations and stuff, they're making tons of money out of it, okay? And they're making money out of us. I'm going to tell you straight up, Uber, etc. is not made for us, but we're using it because...
It's convenient, I guess.
It's convenient, one, and it's become popular, okay? But it wasn't made for us. Go look at the business plans. Go look at, like, the pitch decks for who it was marketed for, okay?
For celebrities who don't have cars.
Right?
It's for celebrities who don't have cars. I'm playing, man.
All right, so it's available on both iOS and Android.
Yes, and soon it will be on Hawaii as well. And hopefully in the next 2 weeks, guess what? It's going to be on the web as well.
Wow.
And for businesses that actually are a little bit bigger and they actually do want it on a desktop where you want to work on Windows or something like that, it will be available there as well.
Faserenet, it is FASERNATE.
Yep.
I'll say it once more. FASERNATE. Faserenet. Get it.
Get it.
Yeah.
And you can go to www.fascinate.co.za or .com and you can read up on all that we've been doing. And are we actually trying to, it's not just the application, but also trying to help businesses start up and, like, you know, become motivators in helping people in starting businesses.
Sure.
Because if we're going to create jobs, you need to start creating businesses. So those businesses can employ people.
Elton Faser, we thank you so much
for coming through, mate.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
Catch the Radio 2000 podcast on radio2000.co.za.